Ever heard beets are good for you, but you don't know how to prepare them in a delicious way?
We've got you covered this morning as Gia and her team join us to share a delicious beetroot bliss balls recipe.
Stay with us. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up with Hope. It's Monday and it's World's Children's Day.
That's right. World Children's Day is all about celebrating the future of our world, the children. It's a day that highlights the importance of letting kids be kids while they can and before they have to carry the heavy burdens of this world.
You know, Jesus himself took time to acknowledge kids when he said in Matthew 19:14, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And so Jesus invites children to come to him. He invites parents to bring their children to him and teach them of him. You know, he promises to watch over our children as we dedicate them to him. And what a beautiful reminder to keep in mind on this World Children's Day. You know, it's now time for us to begin our program by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1923, 46-year-old inventor and newspaper man Garrett Morgan received a patent from the U.S. Patent Office for his groundbreaking three-position traffic signal. While Morgan's invention wasn't the world's first traffic signal, the initial one had been set up in London in 1868. It represented a significant innovation. With its addition of a third position, going beyond the standard stop and go, it introduced a safer and more effective means of regulating crossing vehicles compared to earlier traffic signals.
Garrett Morgan's invention of the three-position traffic signal offers some spiritual insights. You know, it reflects the importance of wisdom and innovative thinking in navigating through life's challenges. And like the signal, we should seek safety, order, and consider the well-being of others in our spiritual journey. Continuous self-improvement and personal growth are essential, and the ability to innovate is seen as a gift to benefit society, encouraging us to use our talents for the betterment of humanity. So friends, the traffic signal can serve as a metaphor for applying wisdom, safety, consideration, self-improvement, and using our gifts responsibly in our spiritual path.
That's a lot of depth about traffic signals and application spiritually. It's good.
Yeah.
Well, we've got the perfect recipe that is sure to help you enjoy the health benefits of beets even more. Gia and Moses are in the kitchen making beetroot bliss balls.
Today we are making beetroot bliss balls that are cheap to make and actually healthier. So we've been doing a few recipes for you guys, and you've probably seen them already, party foods. So easy party foods and healthier versions of party foods for mothers that are cheap to make and actually healthier. And you can make so many of them too. So today I'm going to show you how to make beetroot bliss balls. Not only can you use them for parties, you can actually use them for lunch boxes. Like our kids, when we go out for the day, we just get lots of these little bliss balls, and they're so great because when they want chocolate or something sweet. So all you need is a food processor, and that's what I was actually using on the day, a food processor. We've got beetroot. What's in there?
Beetroot.
Raw beetroot. Oh. Okay, you ready? So raw beetroot.
Good work.
Did it? So we won't do that again. Okay. So raw beetroot. Dates, and I use medjool dates because they're soft and gooey and they really make bliss balls super special and sweet. Okay. What else have we got? Can you tell me?
Coconut.
Okay. There we go. Desiccated coconut in. So what else have we got?
Cocoa.
Chocolate. Cocoa. Okay. So we put some cocoa powder in there. Give it some chocolate flavour. And that is brown rice flour. And you can use oats. I do have oats in the recipe as well. But because my son is gluten-free, well, we try to get him gluten-free because we just find it works better for him. We use brown rice flour instead. And I just put some cashews in there. I'm going to process it until it's ready. So if you've got a food processor, you just keep processing, and once it starts to get sticky, I'll show you what that looks like. Okay, and we are done. I just kept processing because I like it to be a bit more, like, not as clunky or chunky. I like it to have less chunks in it. Wow, look at that. And for some reason, I don't know whether it's the dates and the cocoa powder together, when you actually bite in it, it tastes like there's bits of chocolate in it, but there isn't. It's just, it's so tasty. Okay, so do you want to do some here as well? Do you want to make some little bliss balls?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you just get a little bit in your hand. Now, if you make small ones, this is going to make so many, but I just make ones about that big, like the ones you get at the shops. This is so expensive when you go to the shops. I don't know about you, mums. You think, like, you know, you want to give your kids healthy food, but you're like, oh, man, those bliss balls, those protein balls are so expensive, whereas this is going to be so much cheaper, and you can use this as party food as well.
They look like this.
That's right. And you don't even feel bad when you give kids this at a party, even though it's sweet and delicious, because they're getting nutrients as well. So that's our bliss balls. Should we put them on the little plate and show everyone what they look like? Oh, yeah, that's really cool. Okay. Do you like these, Momo?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to try one for us and tell us if it's really tasty?
Mm-hmm.
How tasty is it?
Good.
Is it 1 out of 5 or 5 out of 5?
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. There you have it. Try our bliss balls. If you want some more recipes, just go mumsatthetable.com and go into the recipe site there in the page to find all our healthy recipes that are quick and easy for families to make. We'll see you next time with some more recipes.
Bye.
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 The College View Worship Choir joins us this morning as they sing As One of Us, reminding us of the amazing sacrifice Jesus made to leave heaven and come live as one of us. Don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us.
We have to take a quick break now, friends, but when we return, we will have health news. Stay with us.
Welcome back. It's now time for today's special segment on health news.
In the headlines today, dairy's linked to cancer, early screening for colorectal cancer deaths, and exercise affects dietary choice. Consumption of dairy products increases the risk of prostate cancer and breast cancer, according to findings from the Adventist Health Study 2. Almost 53,000 women were followed for 8 years, during which over 1,000 cases of breast cancer were diagnosed. No clear associations were found with soy intake. When it came to dairy, however, those in the top 10% of dairy intake had a 50% higher risk for breast cancer than those in the bottom 10%. It made no difference whether the dairy was full fat, reduced fat, was cheese or yogurt, and the association remained the same. For the average dairy milk consumer, if cow's milk was replaced by soy milk, there would be a 32% lower risk for breast cancer. The Loma Linda-based researchers also followed over 28,000 men for 8 years, during which time 1,200 cases of prostate cancer were diagnosed. Those with the highest consumption of dairy were 27% more likely to get prostate cancer than those with the lowest consumption, and 62% more likely than those who never used dairy. The increase in risk occurred at relatively low doses. After skin cancer, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men, and breast cancer is the most common cancer in women. So the standard advice about drinking milk every day needs to be adjusted in light of these findings. Nobody wants to think about colorectal cancer, but the American Cancer Association reports it is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States, and early onset colorectal cancer cases are increasing. However, researchers at the Massachusetts General Hospital have done a study that found initiating colorectal screening in women at 45 years of age instead of 50 may reduce the risk of developing colorectal cancer by 50 to 60%. They believe it's likely to have the same improvement for men. Screening in the US is most often done with colonoscopy, when precancerous polyps can also be removed and tested. So don't postpone your colonoscopy. Intense exercise may increase the effectiveness of your diet, according to a study published in the journal Obesity. Researchers demonstrated this effect by studying rats. The experiment was designed to test their resistance to the phenomenon known as incubation of craving, meaning that the longer you go without something, the harder it is to resist the temptation. The rats used in the experiment were given a lever, and once it pressed, it lit up and played a tone before dispensing a high-fat pellet. Researchers found that rats in a group that engaged in high-level exercise were significantly better at resisting the urge to push the button. Study authors suggest that an important part of maintaining a diet is having the ability to say no. I may be craving it, but I'm going to abstain. Exercise could be beneficial physically for weight loss and psychologically to gain control over cravings of unhealthy foods. It may even explain why diets are so much more effective when paired with vigorous exercise. I'm Dr. Nerida McKibben, and that's today's health news.
Coming up right after the break, our friends from Voice of Prophecy will share a devotional message. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for staying with us. It's time for our devotional thought brought to us today by our friends at Voice of Prophecy.
One afternoon this fall, my husband and I decided to take a drive through Rocky Mountain National Park. Spontaneously, we pulled over and decided to hike. I was enthusiastic to begin with, but quickly I felt winded and I couldn't catch my breath. Sean slowed down and then, looking at me, he asked, "Are you all right?" I faked a grin. Why wouldn't I be? Well, his eyebrows crinkled with concern. "You're lagging behind me and your face is flushed," he said. I I think I need something to eat, I said, stalling. We'd hiked this park for years, and I never had trouble. So why was I struggling? Well, I balanced myself on the end of a fallen tree, and I ate a handful of almonds. I had another big gulp of water, and we started hiking again. But I didn't feel any better. I felt worse. I can't do it, I finally admitted. Let's go back to the car, Sean said. I'm worried about you. Well, embarrassed, I climbed into the car and I turned the fan onto my face. The cool air made me feel a little better. Must be the elevation, I mumbled. But I knew better. I wasn't being honest with anyone, but especially myself. I'd been eating terribly and I'd been avoiding exercise for about the 2 months before that attempted hike. I may have been fooling myself that I was getting away with my choices, but the trail told me otherwise. I was in terrible shape. You know, it's tough to be honest with ourselves, isn't it? We don't like to face ugly truths about ourselves, and avoiding them can feel easier, at least in the moment. You know, we've talked about honesty before, and here's another area where being dishonest with ourselves hurts us. That's when it comes to self-care. You know, my eating and exercise habits that fall started during a very busy and stressful time. I was pressed for time, and I grabbed whatever was close to eat, and my schedule was over full. I didn't have time for my morning walk. But that was only legitimately true for about a week. Then my schedule eased up, but I let myself continue with not taking care of myself. I told myself that it was just for a few days and I'd be back to my normal routine in no time. But I knew I was lying to myself, and it caught up with me. Maybe you can relate, or maybe there's another area of your life where you're not being honest with yourself. Do you really need the kitchen gadget and the ad that just popped up in front of you? Do you find yourself jumping onto Amazon every evening and adding item after item to your online cart? Do you scramble to grab the boxes before anyone sees them when they're delivered? You need this stuff, you tell yourself. But are you being honest? Or are you numbing yourself from pain, stress, boredom as you fill that online cart? Or maybe you tell yourself that you're not an addict. As you reach for another glass of alcohol or take another puff from your vape pen, you tell yourself that you can stop anytime. You enjoy the taste, the feeling. You're not medicating yourself. You're not addicted. Are you being honest with yourself? Or is your self-talk a lie that's keeping you in a cycle of addiction? Honesty can be difficult. It's painful to stop the excuses and to take an honest look at ourselves. It can be tough, but it can also be liberating. You see, God didn't create us to lie or to live dishonest lives. And this includes how we talk to ourselves and what we tell ourselves. When we tell ourselves that our eating, exercise, spending, or any other lifestyle habits aren't hurting us, but we know differently in our hearts, then we're being dishonest. So if we know in our hearts that these things are harming us, why do we choose to lie to ourselves? Well, for a few reasons. First, we may be using these things to get us through a difficult patch in life. The habit or the addiction might distract or numb the pain that we feel. And if we use them in that way for any length of time, then a new lie might crop up. We might start to believe that we can't get through the day or feel normal without that crutch. Well, another reason that we're dishonest with ourselves is that it's tough to admit when our lives aren't going as they should be. It's even tougher sometimes to make positive changes. We can feel alone and vulnerable in the face of such honesty. But there is hope in all of this. We don't have to be alone. God will be with us in these tough transitions, especially the first early difficult steps. God loves us. Honestly, he does. And he already knows and sees the areas of life where you struggle to do the right thing. where you struggle with your self-talk and taking care of yourself in a healthy way. God isn't going to be shocked when you're honest with Him about yourself. He knows, and He loves you. There's a verse that is probably more famous than any other in Scripture. It's John 3:16. But do you recall John 3:17? Let's read them both together. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. God loves us. He wants to help us through those tough moments where we take an honest look at ourselves and our lives. He holds our hand through the first steps out of addiction, out of overspending, and more. And He does so without condemnation. Jesus came into this world that we might be saved. He's here to help us in all aspects of our lives. Have an honest conversation with yourself. You don't have to do it alone. Well, I'm thankful to start this week with you, our Hope Channel family, again. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank You for sending Your Son, not to condemn us, but to help us. Father, we try to fool ourselves, but we want to live healthy lives. We want to be honest and live free from the lies that we tell ourselves. But it isn't easy. So Lord, please help us in this journey, we pray. Amen. You know, my attempted hike this fall, it was a wake-up call. I got back to eating healthfully, and I'm back walking and swimming lengths a couple of times a week. And that trail that I couldn't manage, well, we climbed it with ease this past weekend. And it all started with an honest conversation with myself, one that I'm glad I had. Will you have a heart-to-heart with yourself this week? Well, we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. The struggles before you, I don't know what you're facing, but God knows, and you don't have to face those struggles, those challenges alone. He will go with you. Well, thank you for starting your Monday morning. And whatever is in store, whether you work through those struggles or you celebrate joys, you can have hope in the midst of it. Invite God to go with you every step of the way. Thanks for joining me for a few minutes in God's Word, Words of Hope.
Thank you so much for that devotional thought.
And thank you so much for staying with us and watching Wake Up with Hope. If you would like to learn more about us or our program or share us with a friend, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we invite you to join us tomorrow morning. Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional thought. We will have a dedicated prayer session and an important talk on teen suicide prevention. Be sure to join us.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more about the teachings of Scripture, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Our free Bible studies have helped so many people connect with Jesus, so be sure to start yours today. Again, that's hope.study.
And before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise, and it's found in James chapter 4, verse 7.
It says, "Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
What an incredible promise.
Yes.
You know, just think about it. We don't have to be subjects to the attacks of the devil. We can flee from him and submit to God, and the devil will leave us. And that's a promise.
Amen. What a deep thought. What a beautiful promise. And what a way to start today. We pray you've been blessed on today's program. And we pray that you will have a wonderful day today.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we make the choice to submit to you, to yield, to find ourselves completely embraced by your arms, to be in your presence continuously throughout this day. Lord, I pray that you would guide our steps and keep us faithful and filled with hope. In Jesus' name, amen.